I was wondering why it snows on weekends and not on the weekdays.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't get it. It pisses me off.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Me personally, I like it to snow on the weekends so that it doesn't mess with me having to come into work so early. You know what I mean?
Well, I listen to you, and you always say you don't like snow. So I'm like, well, if it snows on the weekdays, then that's fine. But
why do you think it's better to snow on the weekdays? Just because it doesn't mess with your free time?
Yeah, because I'm at school, so it doesn't bother me, and it almost makes us get out of school. So
yeah, I know. Where do you go to school at?
Southeast. I'm fine.
Once you get into college, they never cancel school.
They don't.
Well, see, we're out in the country, so if we get, like, a drop of snow,
it's over.
Yeah, we're canceled.
Throw in the towel, yeah. I'm sorry about that, bro. Yeah, it looks like it's just going to mess with the weekend for everybody. That's annoying.
I know. So we can't do anything on the weekends either, so.
You'll get through it.
Spring
will be here before you know it. And
spring break. Can't wait.
And yeah, then we'll probably get snow over that. Are you going anywhere for spring break?
Probably Colorado.
Colorado? Going to do some snowing? I mean, skiing?
Yeah.
Skiing?
Snowboarding.
I go snowing a lot.
Yeah, you're not going to Cancun or anything like that?
No. That's way too expensive.
Is it? Do kids still do that? Do they still go to the Cancun?
Yeah, I still go to Mexico.
On MTV, they do.
On MTV, they do, for sure.
Yeah, okay. I watch that.
And you're giving us some inside report here that apparently some of the teens are still up to this also.
Mm.
So we're not as out of touch as we thought, Jerry.
That's good.
All right.
I was getting worried.
Yeah, me too. I always am. Well, we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right. Peace.
Stooks in the morning. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to talk about the tattoo topic you guys had on yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not trying to persuade you to go to the tattoo side, man. I just wanted to say...
I am, though.
What?
I am,
you are?
Come to the tattoo side.
Have you ever watched an episode of Miami Ink?
I have not yet seen that show. I've seen previews. Does that count?
No.
No.
It doesn't.
I would just encourage you to watch at least one episode of that, and you'll see what we're talking about. Jerry Ann's absolutely right. Almost everybody who gets a tattoo has a specific reason.
No.
I'm always right.
Almost everybody, maybe you guys know, maybe the people you associate with have meanings to their tattoos. And I guess...
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
watch the show. Almost
watch the show, which is highly produced, and they make sure that they pick out the stories that make tattooing look as good as possible. See?
No.
They're not showing you the stories about people, can I get a pony on my shoulder? I'm not showing you that guy, you know?
A pony?
Well, yeah.
There are some people out there who are like, I'm bored, I'm going to go get a tattoo. But a lot of people do have a lot of meaning. And it'll also show you how talented and gifted of artists these tattoo artists are.
No, I think the tattoo guys are pretty impressive. I think that's good work, you know?
Oh, yeah, because this is very permanent. And just the shading and the everything that goes into a tattoo, it'll just blow your mind.
Yeah, when you find a good tattoo artist, yeah.
Well, yeah.
There are crap ones out there.
Sure. There are crap ones out there.
Yeah, but they, like, tattoo people in their mom's basement.
Yeah.
They don't get into good tattoo parlors.
Yeah, if you go to a reputable tattoo parlor, they'll have nothing but good ones.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever once even... No, I don't think I ever have once stepped foot in the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
I really don't think so.
You should do that.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
No, I just don't want a tattoo, so what's the point of me going into a tattoo parlor?
Well, you should, like, if one of your friends is like, hey, I'm going to go get a tattoo, you should say, well, I'll go with you.
I try to stay away from people who want to get tattoos. So.
Oh, do you?
No, I'm just joking. But I do know people who have gotten tattoos before that are pretty lame.
Well, lame. There are some lame ones out there, but most people do have a reason.
No, you keep saying most people, but where are you basing most people on? What are you basing that on?
Most of the population of the United States that have tattoos.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody that I know that has tattoos have a very good reason for getting one.
Yeah, but usually people hang out with people like themselves. And if you think you have good reasons for getting your tattoos, then more than likely the people you know and associate with who have tattoos.
I hang out with people that don't want to get tattoos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When they say, if I did get a tattoo, however... It would be this significant here. So your argument fails. No, it doesn't work.
In my business that I'm in, I work with a lot of different people. And
are you a drug dealer, ma'am?
No, I am not a drug dealer.
Okay, making sure.
I'm a hairstylist.
Close, and okay.
So I have a whole lot of different people that come into my salon.
Uh-huh.
And they, everyone that I do that does have a tattoo, they have a
it's a very specific reason why they got one.
Okay.
I haven't had one person say, oh, I just thought it'd be something cool to do. And
yeah, but them having a reason, like, if okay, even if you're right that you think most people have, like, it means something, and it means something significant, there's still a chance 20 years from now that they're like, oh, this isn't relevant to me anymore. And regardless of that, I know that I personally will never do that to myself, because I'm tattooed with my personality.
Well, yes.
That's how I show myself.
Personality, oh, it is.